Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. This is the welcome back before the welcome back, because I just wanted to say thank you so much to Trio, our sponsor, because they absolutely killed it for the first Valentine's, well, the first mixer for We Met at Acme, and there'll be many more, so please mark your calendars and stand by for some announcements of some dates coming up on Instagram. Okay, now I'll let the episode go. Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. We are so excited. We're here with Emma and Andrea from The Blonde.
Yay.
Hey guys.
Hi. Hey. Happy to be here.
So we've never done this before. So Andrea, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? How old are you?
Yeah, sure. I am 27. Mm-hmm. My dad was in the military, so when I was growing up, I was moving like every 3 years or so. Mm-hmm. Mostly along the East Coast. Spent some time overseas for a bit, but I've been in New York for about 8 years now.
Awesome. And you're how old?
I am 27.
Same.
Yes.
1990.
90s babies.
And when's your birthday?
September 25th.
Wow. You're a Libra.
So surprising.
A Libra and 1990. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
That's awesome. And Emma, what about you?
I am 27 also. Mm-hmm. I'm a Leo, but we're like almost the exact same age.
Love it.
I grew up in Wisconsin.
Oh, wait, July or August?
August.
Oh.
Like August 10th, like,
okay.
Right.
Oh, that isn't that Kylie Jenner's birthday?
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, my girl.
I'm so happy.
But is she pregnant or isn't she?
She definitely is.
Yeah.
I think. But.
But she wasn't the surrogate.
No.
Yeah.
That I thought about that for a long time.
Right?
I wish she was. That
Me
would be
too.
Pretty cool.
That would be but. Sick. So how did you get into nightlife?
So I worked in hospitality forever. Mm-hmm. Like, I went to school for something totally different, but mm-hmm. worked in restaurants in New York in college. Mm-hmm. And then I started working at The Blonde a little over a year ago. Mm-hmm. I had, like, just finished working in the Hamptons for the summer and then came back to the city and did a consulting
Where in the Hamptons?
Project. Mobies.
Oh, I love Mobies.
Yeah, I did Mobies for 2 years.
We definitely, like, came across each other at some point.
Yeah, because sure. I was the maitre d', so I was the girl at the door everybody in the Hamptons either loved or hated, uh-huh. depending on how quickly you got seated.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Mobies is the best place ever. Mm-hmm. I'm so sad it closed.
So you, yeah, me too. But then EMP Summer House was there this summer, and
yeah.
that was delicious.
It was so good. I actually used to work for 11 Madison and Nomad too. So
oh, awesome.
They're my family also.
Yeah, love that. So, Andrea, and you were in, you had a background in nightlife also?
Yeah. I mean, for the past 7 years or so, I was working with Tau Group, a couple of their other locations.
That's
just in
Noah
the city.
Tepperberg?
Yeah, yeah. He was amazing. The whole corporation's awesome. Mm-hmm. It had just been a really long ride for me, you know, being there for 7 years, different venues.
Wait, so who owns the Blonde then?
RFR Holding Company. So it's not necessarily a hospitality company. Mm-hmm. They're more of like a corporate...
It's real estate.
Real estate. Okay.
Yeah. But it's the same people who own Gramercy Park Hotel and Rose Bar.
Oh, great.
And sister property.
What now? Lobster Club and all a bunch of different
restaurants.
The Grill.
Oh, can you guys like get reservations at those places?
You know what? I actually haven't even tried. I really want to go, though.
Yeah, I heard the Lobster Club was like unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So are you in charge of who runs the door and things like that?
Ooh, good question. So the door is actually operated totally separately. Mm-hmm. It's different than a lot of other clubs in that aspect because I can ask Derek to let my friends in, but he doesn't have to do it. I'm not his boss.
Yeah, the creative directors really oversee, like, the entrance of the Blonde and, like, the creative direction it's going in. So DJs
Derek,
and hosts.
Derek is, like, the Patrick of the Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah,
totally.
Mm-hmm. And he makes the calls at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And where did Derek come from? Like,
he's from Long Island, but he worked with Julio, the creative director at Happy Endings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did the door there, mostly security, but then he also actually worked with me at Moby's. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that's so funny.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we worked together years ago.
So, like, on any given night, are you at the Blonde? Is it like, are you required to be there every night that it's open? Or is it like you just like are 9 to 5-ing and then when you want at the end?
No, we are closed on Sundays. Mm-hmm. So that's our day of rest.
And I stole that from you.
And then besides that, I'm usually off on Wednesdays and she's always off on Mondays. But we are the hotel bar from 5 to 10. Mm-hmm. So one of us gets there in the afternoon and then the other one gets there at 9. And both of us usually stay through the busy part. And then one of us stays until like 6 a.m. and one of us leaves at like
And what
2.
Happens when like Leonardo DiCaprio walks in? Like,
oh, it's actually funny. It's like the one person that frequents the Blonde quite often.
No, I know. That's why I ask, because every time I go to the Blonde, I see him like smoking a Juul or whatever he smokes.
Oh my God. Yeah. The thing that smells like pancakes.
Yeah.
Seriously though.
With like a newsboy cap. Yeah. Like, why does that work for you?
It's weird, right?
It's so weird.
He's super chill though. Yeah. Like we don't at the Blonde, we're a little bit more low key about celebrities and that kind of thing. So like, you know, it's more of a comfort thing for them. We don't make some big fuss and we usually just make sure they feel comfortable and like kind of secluded.
But everyone's like aware when he's
there. Yeah. I would say everyone's aware.
He's friends with people that the creative directors are friends with, so we always have a heads up when he's coming.
And
we just make sure we have space for him. And
And is there, like, a VVIP area that, like, you guys, like, bring... Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah. It's the tables closest to the DJ booth.
Okay.
We always either have, like, our hosts or the creative directors hosting tables there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically there's 5 tables, like, 2 on one side, 3 on the other. Mm-hmm. And those are pretty much never sold to regular people.
And have you guys ever gotten anyone blacklisted? I know you said that it's hard to get
Andrea's
people out.
Friend. No, friend's a strong term.
Let's hear it.
Didn't ask it. And no, this actually happened last night. I wish I could like show you on my phone. He's probably going to hear this too. But there was this guy that I met, well, not even that I met, but like he came into the Blonde like a couple months ago and, I mean, seemed super nice, got a table with his friends, spent a good amount of money. He seemed super lovely. I hit him up for New Year's Eve, seeing if he was going to be in town and wanted to get a table. And then we started a conversation. There was a little bit of dialogue back and forth, nothing, you know, special.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows up on New Year's Eve destroyed, like absolutely ridiculously wasted, like 12:45, just like grabbing me, like all this. And I physically had to walk him down the stairs, almost fell down the stairs on my way there. And he stayed down there for an hour after I brought him downstairs to leave, sleeping against the entrance of the blonde.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's not okay.
But worse, he didn't apologize the next morning. At all. It was totally normal. In the next couple days, he was texting me, didn't respond. Last night, he texted me. He was like, I'm coming. I was like, okay. Just random, after like a week or 2 weeks of not hearing from him. And I was like, all right. He throws a huge fit at the door. Like, massive fit when our doorman doesn't let him in because he's wasted. Again, super annihilated with two guys.
Jesus.
And just wouldn't let it go. He called my phone 12 times and texted me relentlessly. And then he called me a bad friend. That's psychotic.
I made Derek text me when he got there because I wasn't there on New Year's. Yeah. I was out of town. So I was like, I need to see this guy. Yeah. Like, what's his deal? That's also amazing. Like, if he was cute and normal and had cute friends, like, hey, maybe he'd come in.
Right.
But I went down to look at him and you could just see that he was like on his phone, like texting her, calling her, like so stressed out. Oh, and I was like, haha, sucker.
And just like, keep in mind, we were slammed from like 10 p.m. onward last night. So like, this was at like 12:30 when we were still just in a huge wave, and my phone was not stopping going off. And we operate entirely from our phones in nightlife.
Right.
So it's just a huge pain in the ass.
That's so fucking annoying. What a psycho. But, like, you haven't banned any girls for, like, hooking up with your ex or something.
Ah. Oh, well,
no. No.
No.
No. No.
But there's something in the air.
Yeah. A friend has asked you to? There's one girl that probably wouldn't be allowed back in if I was there.
So let's talk about dating. Have you guys met anyone at the blonde that you've dated? Or is that a stupid question? Because that's like where you meet most people.
That's literally where I meet everyone I date. Mm-hmm. Like everyone. Even before I started working there, I started working there because I went there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the first nightlife job I've had.
Right.
But yeah, I used to go there and hang out all the time, and I always met guys there. And since I'm working there, Derek is basically like my dating app. Like any like guy that I date like has to like go through Derek.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I would be the polar opposite. I don't date one human that comes into the blonde. Uh-huh. Just because, I mean, it has nothing to do with the characters that are in there, but Emma knows just better than anyone else that I am in hyper work mode when I'm at work. Mm. So even if I thought that I looked approachable at any period of time that I work, is so not the case.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah, my phone is definitely glued in front of my face in whatever chat that we have going on, negotiating tables, negotiating, you know, anything that's going on. So anyone that's approaching me, obviously I'm very nice, but it's also like, do you need something? And it's not ever like flirty fun. So no one gets that side of me at work.
I'm always looking for boys for her at the blonde, though. I'm always like, that guy's cute, that guy's cute, oh, he's with the girl, oh, that girl's not cute.
What like are guys typically like that go to the blonde, or is it hard to say one kind of type?
It's hard to say because it depends on the day and how busy we are. And
what day is like the hottest guys?
Fridays and Saturdays, definitely, because it's just more guys.
Well, Thursdays sometimes, too.
Yeah, we had that one Thursday. Yeah. It was all hot guys. All hot guys. I was freaking out.
If that ever happens, shoot me a text.
Yeah, absolutely. It was actually really fun.
That's amazing. That's great. And where are you at on dating apps? Like, if you're not meeting guys at the Bond, Andrew, where are you?
Yeah, no. I have a history with dating apps. Shut up. My first dating app that I ever went on was Bumble. I couldn't bring myself to do Tinder just because of, like, the rep that it had. But it was on Bumble for a minute. Didn't really find anything from it. It was kind of like, meh. And then I signed up for Raya, that dating app that
Yeah. Wait, you guys are both single right now, right?
Not really. Okay, I just started seeing someone recently.
We'll get into that.
It's new and it's cute. I am very much single, but like not really looking for anything because my work kind of drives my life right now. So. Right.
I am looking for her though.
Consistently.
Love that. Okay, so you were on Bumble, then you signed up for Raya.
Yeah, I was on that app for a little bit of time. I did meet two guys that I ended up dating for like a handful of months from that app, two separate ones. Do you remember when I messaged you about like the guys with like addiction issues. Yeah. Both of them. And oh, I was God. Just like...
You met them
on... Both, right. And so I realized after the second one was just like, no, that I just kind of removed myself from that app entirely. I was kind of like ghost for a little while on it. But then...
That's fair.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the best for me. Yeah. And then Hinge is what I ended up on more recently. But again, I've just gotten so bored of doing like the... Like kind of going through the motions and like messaging and everything. I just I'm kind of over it. So hoping to just meet someone more organically.
Mm-hmm. I have Hinge and everyone on it used to be hot. Like the first time I downloaded it,
that's so true.
And now I'm just like no to everyone.
You might be right, actually. I feel like same with me with Hinge. Like in the beginning, it was like cream of the crop, and now it's like the bottom of the barrel. It's really sad.
That's how they go, though. It's like. And they'll each have, like, phases where they're randomly good again. Right. I never have more than one dating app at a time.
Yeah, same.
That's really interesting.
I will, like, totally delete it. Yeah. That's but a I've great had Tinder, Bumble, question. And
You had
Hinge.
Tinder?
Yeah.
Get out.
I dated a guy that I met on Tinder.
You were, like, anti-dating app when I talked to you. I was like, no, this never.
Tinder was, like, five normal. Years ago. Yeah, no, Tinder was, like... Only, like, L.A., New York, like, hot guys.
I actually, the guy lives in my neighborhood, and I ran into him. I ghosted him years ago. Mm-hmm. But I ran into him at the gym, like, 6 or 7 months ago. And I was like, oh, my God, he's so cute now. And then I, like, looked at his Instagram, and he has a girlfriend. And I was like, ugh.
Ugh. Shame.
It's the worst.
Could have been me. Men with no, like, just kidding. He sucks. He's really boring.
Guys get hotter with age, so it's like we can't 100% agree. We can't give up on them, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not really having amazing success on the apps. What about meeting IRL? Like, when was the last time you met someone in real life that was like worth speaking to?
The guy I'm seeing now, I met in real life.
She also, did. Let's hear the story.
Well, this is weird, actually. We have a lot of mutual friends. He's a kid that goes out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I spoke to him, I think, was actually at an after party that I was at with some people that I know from The Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then...
So he can hang.
Yeah. And then... I ended up just seeing him, like, out a couple more times than actually talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first times we hung out, we were, like, going out. Like, it was, like, at clubs. It was, like, at Rose Bar and I think at Casa one time. Yeah. And then we, like, started going on dates.
Mm-hmm. That's so cute.
Yeah.
And the progression of the relationship has been...
How long has it been?
I think we started hanging out in, like, the middle of December. Mm-hmm. But then I was gone for Christmas and New Year's for a couple weeks, so everything was kind of, like, put on pause.
Right.
But the whole time I was gone, we were, like, in constant contact.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came back, it was like, okay, let's do this.
When's his birthday?
How September. Old is he? He's actually a month younger than me, which is, it's the first guy I've ever even kissed that's younger than me.
Wow.
And I've definitely never
age
dated
age is really
anyone
just a number.
Younger.
Like, if they're mature, then they're mature.
Yeah. No, his birthday is September 11th.
Oh, he's a Virgo.
Yeah, I date a lot of Virgos.
Leo women tend to gravitate towards Virgo men. It's interesting.
And it's been like that since I was, like, 15.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like half the guys I've dated are Virgos.
Because they're really good at, like, giving you the spotlight in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they kind of just shut up. They kind of just shut up and, like, stand there and are like, come on, you got this.
Yeah. That's, like, the guys that I date are either, like, half of them are like that, and then the other half are guys that, like, really can
have
keep up
own
with me.
Spotlight.
Right. Yeah.
No. Definitely. It's hard, like, when you're, like, an alpha or have a big personality on your own, that's kind of the only two options, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's difficult. What are some deal breakers for you guys when dating?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, especially now in the beginning of your relationship, Emma, I feel like things are coming up and you're like, is that a deal breaker or just?
Yeah. So one thing with this guy, I feel like he goes out too much. But he's slowed down, I think, because he knows that I don't like it that much. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll always make fun of him and be like, wow, you have to go out every night, or you're always out. And he's like, no, I don't have to. And now he, like, makes a point to be like, I'm going home. I'm like, good for you.
It's funny. Like, girls always do that, kind of. Like, I'm guilty of it, too. Like, we, like, even if, we kind of like to go out, we still, like, will give a guy shit for wanting to go out.
Yeah, and then I'm like, what am I talking about? I'm out every single night.
Like, so true. But it's also just, like, it's like, why do they need to go out? Like, I'm here.
That's what I said. I'm like, what? Like, do you need to go out? Right. Like, what? Like, even when you're tired, like, go home and read a book.
Right. But some people, like to make appearances, you know?
Yeah.
Which is
and
fair.
He has a lot of friends that work in nightlife. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it makes sense. Social scene. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true. So guys who like to go out too much is a deal breaker. What about you, Andrea?
Deal breaker for me, people that don't exude confidence. It's like a really scary thing to meet someone you think you might like, and then all of a sudden they're put in a social situation and they just kind of clam up. It just being around so many people on such a consistent basis, you know, in my line of work, if you don't have like your own personality and kind of hold your own in conversation and just in social situations, I honestly want nothing to do with you.
I completely agree. We actually did a poll question recently that was like, what's more telling, how someone acts in a crisis or in a social situation?
Oh, I saw that.
I said social situation. Like, how often are you in a crisis where you're just like...
No, I'm with you. And also, like, everyone is a psycho in a crisis.
I'm the worst.
Yes, yes.
And if you judge someone, but, like, that's fair, you know? Like, if they lose my bag at the airport, I'm not going to have a smile on my face. Like, sorry, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
And, like, you can't judge someone for... like being upset. You judge someone for like how they act in different scenarios.
Yeah, that's true. Know? Like personally for me in a crisis, horrible. Like I don't like myself. Me in a social situation, like I am the best socializer ever.
Totally.
Like, so if you're judging me based on that, like, you either love me or hate me.
Right. It's like that quote, like if you don't love me at my worst.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
You don't deserve me at my best.
Yes.
Did Marilyn Monroe even say that, though?
Was that
Marilyn Monroe?
Not. And also,
yeah.
If you're a girl with that in your Insta bio, please take it out.
Oh, that's awful. You know what I honestly didn't think about, though?
What?
You put up, like, something, like, I'm going to say recently that was, like, if you have something in your bio, does this mean you are
basic
or whatever? I have a quote in my... Like a quote, though.
What
it's like... Honestly, I put it up so long ago, but when you put that, I was like, should I delete that?
Let me see.
No,
I'm
it's
sure
just...
it's not bad at
it's,
all.
I mean, it's nothing terrible. There's nothing worse than ordinary. I truly believe
that's
that.
That's fine.
But
that's
like,
fine.
Is that
that's
quote,
just saying, like...
Or did you just...
That's just saying, like, don't be a boring fucking loser, you know?
Yeah.
That's like saying, like, just like don't hit me up. Don't hit me up unless you're interesting, essentially. It's like... It's similar to that quote that's like, only boring people get bored. You know?
Oh, God. Now I feel like I need to delete it.
No. No, but it's the truth. Do you have a quote?
No. Mine says, I think mine says chasing the sun. And then it says, like, the blonde.
Okay, so one thing that's really cool about Emma is that her phone number actually spells out Tan Emma.
No
it's
way.
Okay, so I live.
And you're tan.
Yeah. So basically, I had a couple years of like, I did the Hamptons 2 summers in a row, like full time. And then in between that, I spent a winter in the Middle East, and then I spent the next winter in Miami. So there were like a solid 3 years that I was so tan. So my phone number was perfect. I still love telling people my phone number.
Tan Emma. You don't even have to tell them the numbers.
Yeah. And everybody's like, no way. Are you serious?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
What was your worst date ever? Andrea, you go first.
Worst date ever.
Some people don't have, like, that
I've
bad
had some bad
dates,
ones.
Which is, like, I'm jealous of those people.
Well, it's one of those
things.
I
can't think of any bad ones.
I mean, it's one of those things where I feel like I vet people so hard before I go out with them I wouldn't put myself in that scenario, but it's definitely happened. Actually, it was a Raya match. I had one date. It was one off. It was like the basement of some hotel. It was in a bar. And this kid would not shut up about money. It was insane.
Oh, that's it. It was over.
It was so draining. He was talking about this deal that he was working on getting to signed at work and how much money he made. And
when
he dropped that, I was like, no. Are you right? I was like,
he has a really small penis.
It was so strange. It was so strange. And he was born and raised in New York. And I was like, did you realize
that? I might know him.
But it was just like, it baffled me. I was like, you can't possibly be thinking that this is impressing me right now. And then
he definitely was.
I mean, it's crazy. But like, I'm surrounded by, me and Emma are surrounded by millionaires and billionaires on a pretty consistent basis.
But if you're really dumb as a man, you might think like, oh, the blonde, like she likes money, like she likes flashy tables, like let me show her that like I can like look at, I did this deal and maybe I'll buy a table.
You know,
that just shows how dumb he is.
Yeah, it was really bad.
What about you, Emma?
I haven't really had any bad dates. Like there's nothing so that comes to mind, but I don't go on that many dates. I did when I was younger, but the way that things are now, like, I'm always at work on the times that people normally go on dates.
Right.
So usually if I do go on a date with someone, it's, like, after I've already slept with them.
Love that. I have a question for you guys. Does a guy's ex, like, let's say you meet a guy and, like, he's just okay, like, you don't even... You're not even 100% sure you're attracted to him, but then like his ex is like Giselle. Like, does that change things? You know what I mean? And be honest.
No.
Yeah.
Really? No.
I feel
like a hot ex can make a guy hot, or at least hotter.
Yeah. I mean, it makes them hotter, but also hot girls are crazy.
Yeah, 100%.
You're so right. Oh my God. That's a whole other subject in itself.
Like, I would actually not feel like getting into any kind of dating scenario with somebody with a crazy hot ex just because they put up with whatever bananas they were.
That's really interesting.
You know what's funny is actually, so the DJ who was at the Blonde last night he just started dating this girl who's like a pretty big model, definitely like an Instagram model, but she's crazy. He really likes her, but he was telling me yesterday.
Is it Sarah fucking Schneider?
No, but my other friend is like trying to date her too.
That's hilarious. Can we say who it is, or are we protecting the identity?
No, we're protecting identity.
Okay, protecting. Yeah.
But he was saying that he went to see his friend in the hospital yesterday, and so he was there for a couple hours, and his girlfriend is texting him, "I really want a cupcake." And he, like, doesn't respond. And then later, she gets mad at him and says, "I told you I wanted a cupcake. You didn't bring me a cupcake. You should have at least postmated me a cupcake." She was actually mad that while he was in the hospital with his friend, that he didn't send her a cupcake.
That is absolutely asinine.
That's insane. And that's just an example of, like, how crazy hot girls can be.
Yeah, no.
That is fucking nuts. How hot is she to be that crazy?
She's pretty hot.
Like, I just...
I don't think I've seen
it. Do you think it's reverse? Like, do you think that hot guys are crazy?
No.
I think hot guys have their own fair share of issues.
Depending on whether they know they're hot or came into it later.
That's a big, big part of it, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, especially, like, I think the most dangerous hot guy, truly, is, like, the guy who just became hot. Either the most dangerous or, like, the most necessary to date immediately and marry.
They're dangerous. I have one guy that I was seeing who you could just tell that he was, like, nerdy growing up. And he told me that, too. He's like, I used to be fat. Like, people made fun of me so much. And then he's, like, in the last couple years, he, like, broke up with someone and then kind of, like, got hot after.
Right.
And he was just, like, on a roll now. You know, like, spiraling. when people get hot, then they just, like, want to be out.
It's like
when
your parents never let you drink and then you went to college and then, like, you got alcohol poisoning like, the first time.
Yeah.
It's just too dangerous.
Bad memories.
Do you guys associate with any religion? Do you care about religion when it comes to dating your parents?
What's really funny is everyone thinks that Emma is Jewish.
Uh-huh. And I go along with it, like, half the time. Uh-huh. There have been guys that I've dated that are Jewish that totally think that I'm Jewish.
I'm dead. Still. Yeah. Like, it's a real
people
thing.
Just assume it. Like, people That's are always amazing. Like, oh, she's this, like, Jewish girl
you
that lives
have,
in
like,
New York.
You have, like, a Genta vibe, like, in a good way. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
But are you Italian? Because your skin is, like,
no,
olive.
I'm Catholic, actually.
Oh. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Both, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do your parents care whether you marry another Catholic?
No. Not at all. Mm-hmm. I was dating, in college, I dated a Muslim guy for 3 years, and my parents were, like, we totally thought that we were going to get married, mm-hmm. and then I was going to end up being Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would have had to convert, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And I was okay with it. Like, I'm very spiritual, but I'm not mm-hmm. necessarily religious.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Someone asked me that the other day. One of our like guests that came in, mm-hmm. they were like, "Oh, do you still practice Catholicism? You know, you say you're Catholic." And I was just like, "Well, I honestly haven't been to church since I was 12, so no." But you know, I was raised that way with a certain, you know, like set of values. But I think mm-hmm. that's the only thing that kind of trickled down for mm-hmm. or trickled, you know, throughout life.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think I've dated anyone outside of that, though. Just, like, really? Thinking about everyone that I've dated, I think everyone's been, like, Christian or, yeah.
Catholic. I've dated a lot of Jewish guys, especially because I think I want to marry a Jewish guy.
Interesting. Why?
I feel like Jewish guys make the best husbands.
See, they're really everyone loyal. Thinks that. It's, like, I'm happy that everyone thinks that. I really am. But it's gotten to the point where, like, I have... like, friends or relatives that would rather me be with a Jewish man who's abusive than, like, a Catholic nice guy.
What?
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Like, it's fun until you have to do it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And then it's like, it's like, I'm gonna end up with, like, the one disloyal, like, abusive Jew, you know?
Oh, it's terrible!
But hopefully that's not the case. But no, it's definitely, I've definitely heard that, and I mean, my dad's Jewish and a great guy, so it's very possible
they exist.
It's true. Would you guys ever go on The Bachelor?
Oh my god! This is also funny. Wait, I was about to apply.
Why didn't
season.
You? You would have 100% gotten it.
I know, exactly.
But
so I didn't because. I didn't think that Ari, the guy on it now, I didn't think he was hot.
He's not hot at all.
Okay, but then now that she keeps changing her mind now. Yeah. He's not hot.
Now that I see him on the show, he's hotter to me. But when they first announced it, I was like, oh, I was totally ready to do it.
What's his last name? I have to find his name.
Lyondyke? It's like,
I don't even know.
It's like L U.
Lyondyke.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it literally is.
It's spelled crazy. He's from Amsterdam.
Five things to know.
I don't want to know the five things.
I'm really not interested in that man. He seems so vanilla.
Oh, he's a junior.
No, but I literally
printed
out that application.
Oh, he's a Virgo.
Get out. Of course he is.
Wait, you printed out the application?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you were just
I was
your husband.
I was actually one day at work. I was with Danny and Jeremy, the bartenders, and we were answering the questions together.
Get out.
Yeah. I was totally going to do it. Derek was going to videotape me. So Derek, the door guy, is also a photographer.
Oh, amazing.
And so he was going to do the video mm-hmm. for me.
No, you definitely
And then I ended
not.
Up not.
Well, you still have your chance next time.
I know.
Maybe Ari will come into the
but
blonde.
But they're all like
naturally.
23 now. So I feel like I know, now really I'd be pathetic. Like the old lady on it. I'm like, I don't understand you. No. What do you mean you need to find love?
Oh,
like,
God. Guys,
no,
oh,
the
my
guys
God.
Would love that. Trust me. Yeah. They need, like, some realness. It's so fucking fake.
But well, and then the thing is, now the older women on it seem to be the crazy ones.
That's the thing. They spin it that way. They really do. Like, that the youngest contestant that's on the show right now is 22. And
we
she's, like,
should. That's fucked up.
Being put on this big pedestal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell us. That's the one that you like.
The girl with the short
she's
hair.
Adorable. I like her. But
is
she's
that
22.
The one who was, like, a good Samaritan, like, helping old people cross the street in her video?
She, like, go to a bar and meet a guy. Like,
and she's, she's
yeah,
hot.
It's ridiculous.
And she lives in LA. Like,
you just graduated from college. If you went, like, go to a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a situation I want to talk about, actually. Mm-hmm. Well, two. The first is, so, Emma, you're in this new relationship. I'm assuming you have a great body, and
underneath
you
those pajamas.
Love yourself. Underneath those sexy pajamas. So, how soon can you send a nude to, like, a new person that you're seeing? And is it, does it have to be, like, solicited? Or can you just, like, feel, be feeling yourself and send it?
So this guy I actually have not slept with yet, which is the opposite of most of my relationships.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, this guy that you met in December.
I'm sorry, how many months?
You haven't slept with
him? No, more than December. It's been, it was.
No, it was December.
Wait,
it
Emma,
was
not December. Who else are you sleeping with?
I'm not sleeping with anybody right now.
How are you able to do this?
Also,
do you masturbate every day?
No, nothing. I am, like, in heat.
I need pray to have sex. I pray that it's the best so sex ever once
it does
better
happen. Be at this point. I'm angry for her.
Yeah. Literally.
No, absurd. But So I don't send nudes, like, pictures. But I am the queen of drunk nude texting? Snapchats.
Oh.
Like, I literally, there's also, like, five or six guys that I, like, anytime I take one, I always send them to the same people.
To the same five guys.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's, like, guys that I've hooked up with that, like, yeah. when I'm drunk and bored and I'm like, oh, hey, I look hot and I'll take a picture, I send it to the same guys.
Like, low-key, like, between, I can't even say between you and I because we're on a podcast right now, but I literally do the same thing. But, like, I wouldn't have the balls to say it because I would be scared that, like, a guy who, like, wants to take me seriously, like, would be nervous. But, like, guys, if you do want to take me seriously, which you should, know that I wouldn't do that if you asked me to be your girlfriend.
Yeah, I also haven't done it in months.
Yeah, it's
right.
Like, this is, like, when I was very single for a
yeah,
long time.
Yeah, it's the best single move ever. It's, like, literally, it's like, here's this amazing picture of me. I'm gonna send it to
Boom.
Five guys, and then you're either you're either gonna get like a bunch of guys being like, "Holy shit, so hot!" Like,
yeah,
fire, or you'll get like some dicks. So like, it's a win-win.
Yeah,
you know. I read this post on Humans of New York. Do you guys ever read that?
No. I have before, but not recently.
It was about how this guy, like, loves his wife. Or no, he's been with this girl for a year and a half. It's not his wife yet. And he wants her to lose weight. And he doesn't know how to say that. What are your, like, initial thoughts?
Just go to the gym together.
Mm-hmm.
I had this guy that I was seeing when I first started seeing him about last year at this time. He would always ask me to go to the gym with him.
Mm.
And yeah, this is when I started my crazy gym phase, though.
Okay. Mm.
I was the same I am now.
Okay.
I was never fat or anything. But
right.
I was like, I don't know if this is like a subtle hint. I think he's just a weirdo.
Mm.
I mean, a lot of guys like girls to go to the gym with them.
Yeah. I never did, but the fact that he was, like, asking me to made me feel like I had to go to the gym in case things got serious and I needed to be prepared if I did have
yeah,
to go to the gym
uh-huh,
with him, like, uh-huh. so that I would know what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only time I ever went to the gym with a guy was when I was in a long-term relationship for, like, it was, like, literally 3 years in. He was just like, you want to come to the gym with me? And he knew that I hadn't been, like, at the gym in a good
right,
2 years.
Right.
And I mean, my physique has been the same since like middle school. So yeah. I feel like I'm just kind of cheating, like not going. But
yeah.
When I went with him, like, he was just like, oh, do you need me to show you? I was like, no, I'm not a child. Like, I can,
yeah.
I can work out. It's fine. But it's the only person I've ever gone to the gym
with. But doesn't it, like, initially, don't you get like a bad feeling because you're
yes.
like, why is he with that girl?
Yeah.
Like,
are they're married or no?
No, they're oh. they're dating.
Yeah,
they're
not
in a
chance.
Relationship,
mm.
right? It's
no,
like,
that's weird.
Why don't you just get a new one? Like,
no, it's true though. Like,
why
I mean,
yeah.
like, you
is
you
thinner.
Should never
like, don't
change,
try to change
people.
Yeah,
yeah. And you
ever.
Shouldn't want
not
to
okay.
change people.
Yeah,
100%.
You're
like,
in
never.
It because you really like the other person. Otherwise,
yeah.
what's the point?
Would you guys ever get back together with an ex? And like, what are the parameters that would make it okay?
I thought this question was coming.
I would get back with an ex. I can't think of any exes that I want to get back with, but when I was younger, I had a lot of those like breakup makeup relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they all did not work out in the end,
right.
but there were still like times that they were good
mm-hmm.
after.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like things end for a reason. But given the opportunity, there's probably one person in my past that I would give another go, but I do think that, like, you know, when people do show their true colors, that,
yeah,
like,
100%.
You know, just listen to it.
Agreed. Where in the city are you guys? Do you live together?
Oh, I'm in the Lower East Side. I live, like, 10 blocks from the Blonde, actually.
Oh, cool.
And I live in Murray Hill.
Nice.
So again, convincing people I'm Jewish.
Perfect way to start. And when you guys like go on dates, where do you like to go? Do you ever choose a spot, or like when a guy chooses a spot, are you like, yeah,
guy needs so to choose happy. A spot, like every
and
time.
I judge you so hard.
Yeah,
for
it's
it.
True because we've been out so many places.
Yeah,
and
but
it's not
what
like,
if? But what if he just moved to the city?
I don't date people that just moved to the city.
Oh, I couldn't.
I don't.
Wait,
very
that's
clearly.
Another really good poll question.
I do
that.
Not.
Yeah, they definitely have to have lived here for like at least 2 years.
At least.
But most of them that I've dated have lived here for like 10 years.
But why? Yeah, it's true. Why, guys? Like, why is that fair? Like, to judge someone when they move to the city.
Like. It's not that. I feel like people come in with these expectations when they move to the city, and they're so excited, and they're
bright-eyed
so like,
and bushy-tailed.
Fresh. And, you know, after being here for 7-8 years, it's not that I don't have, like,
sorry,
what was
someone
that?
Just died above us. We'll call the police after we're done with this episode.
It is not that I don't have an appreciation for someone that's super excited about being in New York and everything like that, but, you know, there are certain expectations when I go into meeting someone that, like, I would much rather have someone show me their favorite spots in the city and show me what they love about New York and really, like, kind of take me out as opposed to me being like, oh, yeah, that place is great. We should go. Oh, you picked that place. Oh, yeah, I've been there 100 times. Like, I want someone that has their kind of own view of the city that can, like.
Mm-hmm. So if you just moved to the city, don't. Hit up Andrea.
I'm so sorry. Not that I should be picky by any means right now, but like, I'm just kidding.
No, so let's talk about being picky. You're no. tall. How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
Okay, and Emma?
I'm like 5'5".
Oh, okay. You I have think. A tall presence. Like, not that that's true.
And usually I'm wearing heels, yeah. so yeah. I seem taller most mm-hmm. of the time, too. People are always surprised when they see me in
So how tall is the guy
time.
That you're seeing now?
I don't
he's
know.
A little shorter.
He's not tall.
Mm-hmm. He's probably my height. Probably
he
my
might
height.
Be. He might be your height.
Is he 5'10"? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when I'm at the Blondes, I'm always in at least 4 to 5 inch heels. So
oh,
I.
So you're.
Yeah, I
towering.
Walk around 6'3", 6'4". Yeah, yeah, 100%. Like, that's probably one of the other reasons why everyone's just kind of like,
yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I have like these knee high boots that I wear every day.
So what do you do, like, with the fact that every guy is like 5'10" and under, essentially, except for like.
I mean, wasn't honestly, the guy you were dating recently a little bit
he was
shorter than you? Like, if you wore big shoes?
Well, if I wore big shoes, yeah. But he was 6 foot. So
oh, okay.
he was a little taller than okay. I was, just barefoot. But honestly, it doesn't bother me. I've dated guys that were shorter.
Mm.
And honestly, I like it better when short guys are, like, super, like, excited to show me off. As
yeah.
opposed to, like, the guys that are like, are you going to wear your heels tonight?
Right. Oh,
I
that's so true. Like, if you're
going to
be short, which is totally fine. I mean, you obviously can't control that. Don't. Tell us not to wear our heels,
that's
you know?
That's crazy.
Because we're already, like, insecure about being taller than you, you know?
First of all, I'm not. Like, yeah. I've always yeah. had that kind of, like, I don't know. I love being tall. I love
no,
being
No, I love
lean.
It, too. I'm insecure
yeah.
for them.
Oh! Yeah.
You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like, I'm yeah. like, oh, my heart for you in this moment. Like, everyone's looking at us being like, that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. But it's hot. Like, it also, like, it's, like, commanding, you know?
And it shows just how confident that person can be, too. If they're mm-hmm. like, oh, look at my hot girlfriend. She may be, like, I don't want to say, like, a foot taller because that would be, like, a little
yeah,
outrageous.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, no, I won't be dating anyone that short. But,
yeah.
look at her. Like,
right.
That's kind of.
Have you ever dated a basketball player?
No, I haven't, but Emma has.
Oh.
I don't know if it was
dating.
I was hooking up with an NBA
For,
player.
For, like, a while.
For a while, yeah. Now he
what
moved
team
away.
Was he on?
He used to play for the Lakers, and then he played for the Knicks. And
wow.
I actually met him at the Blonde, too.
Wow,
yeah.
That's cool.
He would come all the time, and it was like a month of him asking me out and like trying to get my number and texting me, and me just being like, haha, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually.
But why were you haha, no? Like, to play the game or like.
Because I don't like athletes, like, of any type of celebrity to date. Or even hook up with. Like, athletes are just the biggest players. But this guy was actually so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so
still
sweet.
Today, I think he's, like, the nicest athlete I've ever met.
Is he single?
No, I think he has a girlfriend now.
Oh.
Yeah, but he moved to Italy. So,
like, you know someone's Jeez. Chill when, like, all the service staff is also like, oh, we really like him.
Yeah.
Like, it helps a lot.
Yeah. Oh, so I have to ask you, because I asked Patrick, and I mean, technically, obviously, you guys aren't Derek, but like, you, I feel like, secondhand know the answer. What's, like, a no? Like, you're not getting in. No way. Straight up.
If you are overly intoxicated. Like, yeah. Like, I mean, to, like, a gross point. Even if you're a super hot girl, you come up to the door. If you're, like, if you can't stand up in your Louboutins, you're not coming in.
Mm. We also care not, well, the door cares about fashion a lot. Mm-hmm. So you do have to be well-dressed.
Yeah.
If there's three guys that come up in button-downs and, like, khakis or something, yeah, khakis it's 100% no. But if three guys come up, and even if they're not, like, super hot, if they're dressed well, or if there's something that they're wearing that, like, the door guy or the creative directors can identify and, like, they think is cool, then you'll probably get in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about, like, if one of your friends is well-dressed, but, like, the others aren't? Like, are you going to...
How hot are you? Like, that's...
The one person? Like, pretty hot.
Depending on the night, you're probably fine.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And what's, like, an automatic, I guess, yes, other than fashion? Like, if you're a celebrity?
Yeah. I want to say celebrities get in pretty...
Really, the same people come to the Blonde all the time. Mm-hmm. It's, if you know any of us,
right,
and you've been there, like, more than three times, you'll probably never have an issue getting
have
in.
Have you ever rejected a celebrity? Or, like,
the Blonde has before.
Yeah, the Blonde has.
Yeah. The Blonde has when it first opened up.
What kind of celebrity?
Underage.
Mm.
Yeah.
Smart.
When we first... I don't want to drop the name, but...
It was Kylie.
Actually.
She's come.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she actually...
I love it. You let her in because the same birthday?
Yeah.
Was there with Gigi?
No, she's old enough now, right?
Is, right?
Yeah. She just turned 21.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Emma.
There you go. So what's, like, some advice for girls who are just, like, single in the city, but they don't necessarily, like, have a place like the Blonde to go to and, like, get hit on by guys and meet guys like that? Like, if you were going to a different club or a different bar, like, to meet a guy, what would that be?
I mean, I'm really into kind of, like, low-key dive bar type places. Mm-hmm. I'm not one to... So I've never been one to really go out. I don't like to party at nightclubs. I appreciate the Blonde and the business behind it and everything like that. But even with all the other places that I worked, I never go there on my off time.
Mm-hmm.
So really low key places like,
really low key places.
Just really low key places. I'm a cocktail bar girl. So like you're looking at, Rain's Law Room type, or Little Branch, just really chill, tiny cocktail
bars. Do you ever
go
to Acme?
I have never been to Acme.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Never been. It's one of those things when this podcast came out, I was just like, oh, funny, like Acme, like I still haven't been there.
Yeah.
And then it was just a series of me being like, I need to go next Monday. Because Monday's off, Mondays they do some party or whatever. So I was just like, okay, one Monday I'll have to go. And I still haven't been. It's been like over a month.
Well, whenever you want to go, let me know. We'll
head up. I used to go every Thursday.
Oh, to Acme.
Before the Blonde opened, and Acme was the spot.
Mm-hmm.
I had friends who got tables every single Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was working in a restaurant close by. And so I would get done at like midnight and I would just walk over to Acme and all my friends would be there. It was a lot of the same people that come to the Blonde.
Mm-hmm. How old is the crowd at the Blonde, would you say?
It ranges. We have a lot of like fresh, newly 21-year-olds, but then we also have like 50-year-olds.
Yeah, I'm more distinguished clientele for sure. Especially on the weekends, I feel like the guys that are coming in and buying tables or even like, you know, substantial amount of the bar, it's usually late 30s, early 40s.
And what was the craziest story from the Blonde in all the years that you worked there? Like someone lost their shit and like, or someone was cheating or someone threw up.
Throw up every day.
Yeah, people like to disguise it, too. It's creepy. Like, they'll do it, like, behind the bank hats.
Oh, my God.
It's really gross.
That's so fucking gross.
One of the craziest things for me was when a random guy outside picked up the stanchions, which are the big, heavy things that the ropes go between outside.
Oh, my God.
He picked it up, like, held it upside down like a baseball bat, and... he was going crazy outside, but I ended up running outside yelling at security to come in. Security came in, closed the door, and the guy hit the door with the stanchion literally a second after I had just walked inside.
That's crazy. So fucking scary.
And this is like a big, really heavy thing. Like, you would be fucked if you actually got hit with it.
And just to clarify, it wasn't some angry person that couldn't get in. I feel like that's like a necessary part of the story.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like a random homeless guy.
Yeah. Oh, it was someone who like wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So scary. And have you ever like interfered like a girl fight or like I don't know anything?
You know what, we really don't have many girl fights at the Blonde. There was one,
or just
very...
like a girl who was crying and you happened to walk by and you're like, it's okay, honey.
Oh, in the, yeah, bathroom every single day,
every night. There's a girl that's too drunk in the bathroom that if you bring a bottle of water to, she'll like cry and say thank you for 20 minutes, and yeah, then you like carefully
like picking girls up off the floor, like
it's down the elevator, okay, instead of the stairs. Like, it happens all the time. There was one woman that lost like a Cartier Love bracelet once,
oh,
that
Lord.
Was beside herself for, sure, a full hour. It turns out it was in her purse the entire time.
Of course.
And I told her, I was like, of you want to just like take a look really quick to like see if it's inside? Yeah. She goes, I know it's not in there. My ex-man gave it to me and he's dating this celebrity now and my life is miserable and this is the one memory I have of him. And I was like,
oh,
okay, well, did
God.
You check your purse? And she's like, it's not in there. And I legit just ripped her purse from her and it was in like the side pocket.
Ugh.
I was like, look,
what a dumb,
I found
bitch.
It for you. Cry, tears. I'm so embarrassed. I was like, it's cool, bye.
I love that. So what's a dating quote that, if either of you have one, that you kind of like live by or that you want to live by? Like, for example, one of them that we touched on in this podcast is, like, if someone shows you who they are, like, believe them the first time.
Yeah.
Like, what's
I'm
another thing other than that?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm terrible at quotes.
But you have one on your Instagram.
I do. You know what? Let's go with my Instagram. I don't even remember it at any given point of the day. It is, there's nothing worse than ordinary.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
Stand fucking out. Even if you're boring, just stand out, like, on a dating app, like, have your friend who's funny make your profile. Don't just, like, blend in with the crowd.
Yeah, there's that one that I keep seeing on Instagram that's, like, love her but leave her wild.
Oh, yeah.
I actually really like that
one. I like that, too.
Oh,
like, don't
God.
Try to
Cheesy,
change someone.
But,
like,
yeah.
Love them, but, like, leave them how you found them because, like, that's... Like, you should just, like, let everyone grow at their own pace.
Yeah, yeah. Especially because I am, like, kind of out of control a lot of times. So I need somebody that's just going to be like, all right, go ahead, Emma.
Right. Exactly. Just to finding supportive guys then.
Yeah, sure.
Love that. Totes. Any last words?
Come visit us at the Blonde.
Yeah.
Truly. We're launching this new 90s party, actually, this coming Monday. You should come out.
Cool. Yeah.
Everything 90s, Britney Backstreet.
Wait, every Monday 90s?
Every Monday, starting this Monday.
Mondays are so depressing. That'll be something to look forward to.
And it's going to be like an early party, so you don't have to come
like
at midnight.
It's like a 10 to 1 type deal, so you can get in bed early.
Perfect. We will literally, we're planning to be there. Does it start this Monday?
Yeah, it starts this Monday.
Okay, great. So what's the date for reference?
It starts this Monday, January 22nd, and it's just going to be every Monday moving forward.
Amazing. So by the time you hear this, just leave your house and come to the Blonde.
Especially because everybody that listens to this is 90s babies.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And if you aren't, I still love you. But you must be really young or really old. I don't know. on that note, thank you guys so much. Where can everyone follow you on Instagram? What's your Instagram handle?
Okay, I legit have like the least exciting Instagram ever, but you are more than welcome to follow me at AFayKelly.
Woohoo! And Emma.
And mine is just my first and last name, Emma Sokol.
Sokol.
Yes.
Not Jewish.
It's
kind
of great that Emma is the only way you can spell Emma. Like, you can't spell it. Like, EMMA. Like, that's it. Like, some people will spell it Lindsay for my name.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. Like, go back to Long Island. Okay, amazing. So, follow Emma and Andrea on Instagram and follow We Met at Acme. Write us a review in the iTunes app and answer our poll questions and buy your tickets to the We Met at Acme date party. If I have to, I might have to put an ad in here, but I can do that later. Thank you guys so much again, and everyone follow Emma and Andrea and go to the Blonde.
Thank you.
And look for them when you're there and say hi. Yes, and thank them for inviting us.
Promise I'm not mean.
Thank them for the art.